How billions of dollars moved after the uttering of two little words. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell is credited with single-handedly sparking a stock market rally, with the Dow closing up 617 points yesterday, 2.5%. In his speech at the Economic Club of New York, Powell had offered some hints on interest rate policy, pointing out that the central bank kept its rates super low after the Great Recession to spur recovery. It then started raising rates 3 years ago to, quote, levels that are more normal in a healthy economy.
Interest rates are still low by historical standards, and they remain just below the range of estimates of that level that would be neutral for the economy, that is, neither speeding up nor slowing down growth.
Now, if neutral is the goal, then those words just below suggest we are close to the goal, and maybe the Fed can soon stop raising interest rates. But what does neutral mean? Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has this teachable moment.
The Fed tries to manage the economy by setting a key interest rate, the federal funds rate, which helps determine how much it costs to borrow money, to buy a house, or expand a business. The Fed lowers interest rates when it wants to encourage borrowing and stimulate the economy. It raises rates to slow the economy down. And Syracuse economist Donald Dukowski says the Fed's always trying to hit the economy's sweet spot, neutral.
So it doesn't need stimulus and it doesn't need slowing down. A neutral federal funds rate corresponds to the economy being at full recovery.
Right now, the federal funds rate is 2 to 2.25%. Ken Matheny at Macroeconomic Advisors predicts a few more rate hikes over the coming year to reach what he thinks is the Fed's current neutral target, around 3%.
Then that creates some room for it to cut rates in the future if it needs to do so to provide stimulus.
When the next recession rolls around. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Yesterday, for the first time since September, the benchmark 10-year interest rate dropped to 3%. At the moment, the yield on that 10-year note is at 3.01%. Let's do the numbers. The FTSE in London is up 0.4%, but Dow and S&P futures are down 0.4% each. Crude oil is below $50 a barrel for the first time in about a year. A week from tomorrow is the day that lives in infamy because of Pearl Harbor. December 7th, 2018 is also the deadline for the lame duck session of Congress to come up with funding, or the U.S. government could begin shutting down. Congress set up a committee to fix America's budget process. That committee finalizes its report today. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more.
Shutdowns, continuing resolutions, 2,000-page omnibus spending bills. It wasn't supposed to be this way. Bill Hoagland is with the Bipartisan Policy Center.
The whole process itself has been turned on its heads from what its original goals were, which was to provide a blueprint to guide real fiscal policy into the future.
That's why a bipartisan committee has been working for nearly a year to come up with a fix. Brian Riedel is a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute.
There's 30 or 40 ideas that they could have implemented.
But the committee members could hardly agree on any of them.
And so there's still a lot of gridlock to overcome.
A handful of recommendations, like following best practices and setting realistic deadlines, will eventually go to the Senate and maybe come up for a vote. But Gene Sterley at the Tax Policy Center says only one might make a significant difference.
Well, their principal recommendation is, well, they'll come up with one budget every 2 years, and that puts less pressure on them to act every year.
As it turns out, Congress has already been reducing that pressure. They rarely pass a budget every 365 days.
It's going to take leadership where you have the president and leaders in both houses, in both parties, who say, I'm sorry, it's time we've got to deal with this issue.
And that may be a tall order. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
As a nonprofit news organization, Marketplace is on a mission that drives what we do every day, to increase the economic intelligence of all of us. But we can't do it alone. Become a Marketplace investor today in whatever amount you choose, and your donation will go twice as far, thanks to a dollar-for-dollar match from the Candida Fund. Donate today at marketplace.org.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI?
I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
With the recent headlines that Amazon's big new branch offices are going to New York and Virginia at the edge of D.C., you may have missed that Nashville is also getting a piece of the action. 5,000 jobs that surprised even local economic development officials there. Blake Farmer from WPLN reports on Nashville and Amazon's healthcare ambitions.
Amazon's Holly Sullivan stood in the Tennessee Capitol to confirm the Consolation Prize.
We learned a lot through this process, and one of the things we really learned is Nashville's a place that has great talent.
You're thinking musical talent, right? Sullivan actually name-dropped local universities, no mention of healthcare. But the real expertise in the region is for-profit healthcare, by far the biggest business in town. And it's a sector that industry analyst Paul Keckley watches closely.
I'm confident that this thing is not coincidental.
Keckley thinks Amazon's 1-million-square-foot campus will become a lab to study healthcare. It will be a block from an office tower with the name HCA at the top, the largest hospital company in the nation.
And they'll go in the door saying, we can help with cost.
Keckley says Amazon's logistics know-how could transform the process for stocking supplies in hospitals. And HCA is just one of three big hospital chains based in the area, along with surgery center chains, behavioral health chains, and hundreds of related businesses. There has been some hand-wringing among executives here about what Amazon has up its sleeve. It's already invested heavily in the mail-order pharmacy business. It's announced plans to overhaul healthcare for its own 600,000 employees and perhaps beyond. Even Amazon's smart speaker is learning skills that could be used in medicine.
The big guys here in town are going to really benefit from this overall, though it might be a little bit of a painful transition for some.
Lisa Henderson is the co-founder of Synchronous Health, which offers on-demand counseling by video. Henderson says legacy companies have been slow to adopt new technology and may have to pay more attention now.
They are not at all concerned about, you know, having all these little startups running around their ankles. But when they've got Amazon coming in, they might take innovation a little bit more seriously.
One potential downside for everybody is competing with Amazon for tech talent, not currently something the city has in abundance. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.
We're also following developing news that German authorities have raided several Deutsche Bank offices in the Frankfurt area. It's related to questions about money laundering and offshore tax havens. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI?
I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing.
And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.